Millions of North Carolinians will cast ballots this election, and millions will not. Those who do vote have a direct impact on helping candidates to victory, while non-voters also help to influence outcomes, even if that's unintentional. Jeff Tiberi reports from Vance County.
With the cacophony of attack ads, character assaults, and ambiguous policy positions at a fevered pitch, perhaps the most important political question these days is, will you vote?
Definitely. Our country needs all the help it can get, and I think every vote counts.
I will never, ever not vote, and I vote on the first day.
I think it's part of our responsibility as a U.S. citizen. You know, I feel strongly about it, so I vote every year.
Are you planning to vote?
No, I'm not.
How come?
Religion.
Do you normally vote?
No.
So have you ever voted?
No.
I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, so they don't vote.
Diane Johnson, Geraldine Champion, David Mullis, and Brenda Branch spoke on a recent weekday afternoon in Henderson. That's up I-85, about 45 minutes from Durham. More than 4.5 million people voted in North Carolina in 2012, yet 2.1 million registered voters never chose candidates. Dennis Sanders was one of them.
Well, actually, to be frank with you, this is going to be my first time voting in probably about 20 years. To me, politicians, they're all evil, but in this situation, I'll vote for the lesser of the evil, which is Hillary Clinton.
Will you vote early? Will you vote on Election Day?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to vote right now.
Seriously, right now?
Yeah, seriously, right now.
Where are you voting?
Right up the Henry A. Dennis building, okay. Right up the street.
During more than an hour on Garnett Street in downtown Henderson, an unscientific survey provided only one person planning not to vote, Brenda Branch, the Jehovah's Witness. But there are many others who will join her across the state this election cycle.
They tend to be younger, they tend to be minorities, and they tend to be lower wage earners.
David McLennan is a political science professor at Meredith College. He says looking at those who don't vote can provide a bit of a paradox.
But they are what a lot of people refer to as disaffected by government politics. They want more government programs but don't think that government's going to take care of them. So, again, that's the biggest challenge for candidates. How do you reach those non-voters and convert them into voters, particularly if you're a Democratic candidate, because that would favor you? They're very hard to reach. They're very hard to motivate.
It's unclear just how campaigns here might be trying to mobilize these non-voters. Three statewide campaigns, one Democratic and two Republican, declined to offer a comment for this story. Ford Porter is a spokesperson for Roy Cooper's gubernatorial campaign. He was asked how non-voters are specifically being targeted.
I think there's a concerted effort to get a majority of voters on November 8th. What we've done is we've been very fortunate with the Cooper campaign to have incredible support, not just from donors and families, but from volunteers.
Further down the ballot, candidates for Council of State and General Assembly seats usually are most concerned with building name recognition and procuring time on the airwaves. Worrying about non-voters is a non-priority. Meanwhile, back at an early voting location in Henderson, Geraldine Champion explained her limited patience for people with opinions who don't vote.
I guess the only thing that I really want to add is, if you don't vote, just shut up.
North Carolina's record turnout came 8 years ago, when nearly 70% of registered voters cast a ballot. But even then, nearly a third still sat it out. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.